This diagram shows these zones in a cutaway view, so let's talk about each of them in a bit more detail. Again, we see the reef crest, a hostile place with strong waves and currents. This zone is exposed to the most violent wave action that would easily break branched coral forms and smash or dislodge many organisms. Very little can survive the tumultuous conditions, with the exception of coralline algae that happens to dominate this zone and cement the reef together. Because of the dominance of calcareous algae, this zone is sometimes called the algal ridge. The area is sometimes exposed to air at low tide, a condition that can be deadly to corals and other sensitive organisms. Just behind the reef crest, the reef flat begins. It includes the back of the reef crest, or back reef, that is a very shallow area, usually less than 1 to 2 meters deep at high tide, and sometimes also out of the water at low tide. Often the substrate of the back reef is made up of dead coral rubble piled up by the waves. The occasional exposure during low tide prevents corals and many species of algae from living here. Conditions of high UV light, high temperature, high salinity, and low oxygen are frequent, interspersed with periods of strong waves and currents. So these harsh and highly variable conditions result in correspondingly low biodiversity of a few well-adapted species. However, if you're able to survive here, you don't have a lot of competition. Further behind the reef, and often extending to shore on a fringing reef, is a calm, aquarium-like lagoon that may be 5 or more meters in depth. The substrate is usually biogenic sand. The sheltered water of these lagoons allows for patch reefs and seagrass beds to develop, supporting many fishes, sea urchins, and sea turtles that graze on the algae and seagrasses. Damselfish, about which we'll learn more later, are often abundant on patch reefs in this zone. Seaward from the reef crest, the coral reef plunges down the reef slope. The topography and steepness vary, but overall, the forereef presents vertical gradients in light, temperature, wave action, and sedimentation that provide myriad combinations of conditions or microhabitats on which species can specialize. Because of the varying microclimates on the reef slope, it is the most diverse zone with the best coral development. But the changing conditions with depth present trade-offs that ultimately determine which species live where. For example, at the shallow top of the slope, there's abundant light and water movement, which keeps sediments from accumulating on and smothering corals. But that same wave action can break fragile branching species. Further down, scleractinian mound corals that tolerate low light levels are abundant, along with many species of gorgonians that also don't require very much light. The reef slope is really the heart of the reef, offering many different niches that support the highest diversity of corals, algae, fishes, and invertebrates. The greatest diversity of the coral reef ecosystem lies at intermediate depths of the forereef, below the damaging impact of waves, but where light is still abundant, temperatures still relatively warm, and sedimentation low.